Hey guys, Courtney here. I know you haven't seen my face live in a minute, but we're about to go live, so let's invite our guest. Hello, let's invite our guest in and we will get started.
Hello.
Hey!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. I'm so excited to have you here with us today.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So people are just going to be coming in and out whenever they feel like it. So we're going to start and I'll save it to our IGTV and upload it to our YouTube as well.
All right. Perfect.
All right. So hello, everyone. Courtney here. As most of you know, today we are going live with Miss Tierra Smith. She is a journalist, editor, speaker, world traveler, and the founder of Wins for Black Girls. So would you, I know I pretty much said everything, but would you like to introduce yourself as well?
Yes, my name is Tierra. I, like she said, I'm a journalist. I've been a journalist for almost 10 years, starting when I was in high school. I really gravitated to the skill and to the industry when I was in high school because I really liked the ability to storytell and to talk to my classmates and like have access to different people and be able to really ask anyone any question that you want. Of course, try to do it respectfully, but just that access to people and that wonder of the world, it really like sparked me when I was in high school. And I ended up going to Grambling State University for undergrad. I worked on the school newspaper. I became the editor-in-chief. I worked at the TV station, the radio station, like the media department at the university, all types of really anything I could do on campus to get involved and to make sure that I was doing everything I could to be a great journalist. I even won Student Journalist of the Year from the National Association of Black Journalists in like my senior year. So it was like really good and a great experience. I interned at a lot of places and I interned at like the Denver Post, the Tampa Bay Times, the Salt Lake Tribune. I've done really interesting programs for journalism and I always had to write about stories that people gave me and like stories that were not necessarily important to me or to my community. Like, you know, in depending on the job that I had, I was always writing at least one story a day.
Yeah.
You know, but most days I'm writing multiple stories a day. And so in my whole entire life, I've written so many stories that didn't reflect like who I am in my communities. And so with Wins for Black Girls, it's a media platform where we focus on Black women and telling positive stories about them. And I think it's just very powerful because I always grew up wanting to work for like Essence Magazine and Jet Magazines and all of these legendary Black publications. And now I'm creating one that reflects everything that I wanted to reflect, but also understanding the lessons that we can learn from them and trying to incorporate that by providing, you know, space for Black writers, creating space for good stories about Black people, and just creating an environment that can uplift our community.
Yes, I absolutely love that. When my cousin watches this, she's going to love it because she's a part of NABJ.
Yes.
Well, she graduated this year. No, her name is Alexis Grace. She went to Clark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But part of Freedom Revamped, I feel like it's so important, more specifically for African Americans, to define freedom within ourselves because society doesn't always make us feel like we are free. So the first question I always ask everyone at the beginning of our interviews is, how would you define freedom?
I was thinking about that question. I kind of got nervous because like with everything that's going on in the world right now, especially in America, it's just like, freedom is such a tangible thing out there, you know? It's like people can take your freedom at any moment. And I'm like, you know, I have to go take a deep breath and I have to remember whose I am and who I belong to, yeah. You know? And my freedom comes from God. It doesn't come from man, you know? And if I live in that type of freedom, if I go find that type of spirit to live in, then I could like be okay. You know, so freedom for me is faith, it's joys, it's the fruit of God, you know, self-control, That's freedom. Me being able to find my way to that part of me, that spirit, to bring that out, that joy and that happiness out, that is freedom for me, because that is a choice. And you have to be very intentional on that. You have to decide, what are you going to listen to? What are you going to eat? What are you going to wear? How are you going to live? And all of those things have some type of impact on how you feel about yourself and about how you're going to approach life.
I love your answer. I always, for me, that's part of the reason I started Freedom Revamp, is because I didn't always know what freedom was. And then once I started trying to discover what it was for me, I realized that a lot of people in my age group didn't know what it was either. So just figuring out what freedom is for yourself is a huge part of helping others discover what freedom is to them. So I love that you started saying that freedom is for you, faith, because that's what it is for me. Once I discovered who I was in Christ, then that just helped everything else start to.
It frees you from the journey and not knowing what's going to happen, because then you can remember that you're a winner. And like, when it comes to wins for Black girls, like, it's like those reminders that God is in it, because you'll see the goodness in it. The fact that I'm spreading positivity is good. The Bible talks about spreading good news. And I was like, that's a reminder that I'm doing it the right way. And then the fact that it's focusing on the wins. We are winners. There's victory in every season. We going from glory to glory. And so it's just so interesting and so powerful that when you're living in your purpose and you're doing things God's way, things will just break off of you and you can live in that freedom.
Yes, ma'am. I'm living off of this. I'm loving it.
Yes.
All right, so the next thing I wanted us to talk about, because your work, your platform is called Wins for Black Girls, and I wanted to ask you, growing up as an African American woman in America, how do you feel like society has treated us African American women? Because one of my favorite quotes, because it's so true, is the most disrespected woman person in America is the Black woman, and because it's true. So for you personally, how do you think society has treated you, and how do you think that led to you finding your purpose?
That's such a heavy question, It's so many layers, Like, I think the media does portray Black people and especially Black women in a slighted way sometimes. I've noticed it. I see the tendencies. I don't know every way I can participate in and be a part of that change, but I do stand up, especially as a journalist in my newsroom. I pay attention to the coverage of Black women, And so in that way, the way generally the world treats Black women is that is true. But at the same time, like, for me, my experience is as I have, when I've been able to embrace who I am as a woman, embrace who I am as a Black person, I've been able to thrive. I've been able to achieve. I have been able to accomplish things I could have never imagined. I went to Grambling State University, which is a historical Black college, and there were certain opportunities that was only available to HBCU students. You know what I'm saying? So that was, being Black was always like something that I could be proud of because of like how I came into my Blackness and my understanding of it. Like, I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is one of the segregated cities in the whole United States. And so I could see how my city, when I was growing up, was like all those racial tendencies were pulling at each other, but I was still in like a cocoon of all of that. And so the more I've understood and like the more I've grown up, I can see the differences and I can see how being Black has helped me. It has like been something that I can always be proud of. And so now I'm just trying to incorporate that into what I love to do, which is being a journalist. So I'm trying to incorporate how I see myself and how I know my sisters are, that we are winners, that we thrive, that we that we achieve. You know, I'm trying to provide that content so then other people can see it, but besides other people, so you can see it. You know what I'm saying? So you can see me and I can see you. Yes. That's why I do it. Because once we can have that and once that we can know that, we just gonna mind our business.
Yes. I feel like it is definitely important for us to create spaces that we are comfortable in, because if we're being honest, this world can try to make us so uncomfortable, but it's up to us, honestly, to create the spaces for us to be comfortable in and to walk into the spaces that we're comfortable in. So I love how you created Wins for Black Girls, because it's important for us to celebrate our own wins and celebrate the wins of our sisters. So yeah. What was the, when did you reach the point that you said, I need to create this platform? Like, was there a certain moment that you were, that sparked it?
I don't know if it was like a moment, but like I had different ways I wanted Wins for Black Girls to come to the world. Like, at first I thought it was going to be more like an email type thing where I send it to your phone that way, but I decided to go as a text message. And it's been very powerful to go through text messaging as my main communication tool, because, you know, one thing that we really need to learn how to do is be able to mobilize and organize. And going through text messages, like, people read their text messages. Like, the open rate of a text message is like 99%. So that was really a way for me to be able to build a stronger connection and network and community with the women that subscribe to Wins for Black Girls. So that was really important. But also, like, I had been thinking about it and praying about it and sitting on it for like a year. And then in March of last year, there's a girl on Instagram, her name's Jasmine, and she has a mantra, which is launch your goal. And that means that you just, whatever you've been working on, whatever you've been praying about, like, it's already done, just launch it. You know, my website had been done for months. Like, the day I decided to push publish, all I had to do was push publish. Like, everything was done. I was just waiting and waiting. But the thing is, it couldn't get off my spirit. Because you have ideas that you think is great ideas that day. You write it all out, you get it all out, and then you go to sleep. And then you don't go back to it. But some things just stick with you. And it's just like, it won't get off you. Like, you can go left, you can go right, but you're still going to have that right there in front of you. Yeah. And so that's what Wins for Black Girls was for me. Like, it was just the creation. It was a combination of everything I had been through, everything I have seen as a journalist, and the hope for my future. Like, the hope that another girl one day will be able to work at my company and it could be something that she can enjoy and love and bring her happiness and purpose. So that's how I came up with it.
That's amazing. I see that my younger cousin is watching, so I do want to ask you, in what way can we encourage our younger African-American females to walk into their purpose?
You got to read the Bible. You got to read something for sure.
Yeah.
You got to read something for sure, but you should read the Bible. Like, I don't know which version of it you got to get. Anyone will read you. Like they said, you read the Bible and it reads back to you. It will give you a sense of understanding up here that you was like, I need to stop this. I need to do this. I need to stop this. I need to do this. And you might still decide to do all that raggedy things, but you will know that you're not supposed to. Yeah. And once you get that understanding in your spirit, you can be able to discern and to correct and adjust your life. You know, it's so important to read the Bible, at least. But absolutely, once you get that, though, once you can understand and you get in conversation with God, then you also have to do a follow-through. You have to get around people that do something that what you want to do. One thing about me is I had an internship every year I was in college. I was in college 6 years, so I had like six or seven, eight internships. Like, I had a lot of internships. And I was able to understand what things I liked and what things I didn't like. Even though I'm a journalist, there's a lot of things in journalism you can cover. You can cover news, you can cover sports, you can cover breaking news, you can cover features, you can do long form, short form, Twitter form, blog form. Like, there's so much that you can do as a journalist. And so for me, I started as a sports reporter, a cold sports reporter for real, award-winning sports reporter. Yeah. I was loving sports, but then like sports started to change. Like before all of this stuff happened in the sports, at Grambling State University, we had a protest. We had a coach get fired that was like a lawsuit. Like it was like business. It was breaking news. It was a lot of different things. And I understood that if I wanted to be a journalist that lasts, you know, to have some flexibility, you got to know how to tell stories. You got to know how to be factual. You got to know how to get resources and information. You know, the people talk about the media all the time, but the media has a very important responsibility. We are supposed to get you information, information that they're not willing to give to regular people. You know, they want to hide, they want to deter. It's our job to really get in and try to get you some information. And so I forgot where I was going with all that. I was gonna go on a whole speech about journalism.
Listen, I was here for it.
But overall, I was just saying that I forgot. Y'all, I got on my little spirit horse, but yeah. I
My
forgot.
cousin. It's okay. If anyone in here has questions, please.
The question was about their purpose. Yes.
Yes.
So, and then I was saying you have to have internships to figure out what you liked and what you don't like. And so the point was I did a lot of things to figure out what I did like, and there was things I didn't like. And but through all those experiences, I still have to go back to things I don't like. So all you have to do is really get the foundations of whatever you want to be an expert in. It takes about, they say, 10 years to become an expert. Start putting that hours. If you want to be a baker, get around some bakers. There's always an environment of people that want to do what you do or do the things that you want to do. Like, I was in the National Association of Black Journalists since I was a freshman. Like, that was important from day one. That foundation of knowing that there was people go already doing what I wanted to do gave me hope. And so that's really what you need. You're gonna need some faith and you're gonna need some hope on this journey. Without it, you're gonna be crying in the car.
Yes, I love it.
Yep.
It is important for us to guide our people under people younger than us, or even people who might be around the same age as us that are wanting to get into the fields that we're currently in. So the next question I have for you is there anyone currently that you would like to shout out or promote that relates to the topic of wins for Black girls? It can be yourself even.
I think I can give a little bit more explanation about Wins for Black Girls and what we do. So I did start by explaining that Wins for Black Girls is a media company, and one of our prize platforms is positive news alerts. So 3 times a week, our subscribers, they get a text message that basically gives a description of a story, a shout out to the person who wrote it, and then a link to that story. So our alerts can be anything from recent stuff is Keke Palmer was the first Black woman to host the VMAs. So that will be a positive news alert that you would get on your phone. Kamala Harris being selected as the vice president, elect or nominee for vice president, that was one of our alerts. You know, really making sure that you're in tune to what's going on. But we also have really more niche stories about like the only Black lady or the first Black woman to have a skateboard company. You know, so it's like all these little niche stories about Black women in all of these different industries. We cover business, education, sports, culture, and everyday successes. So you are a winner. You are a Black girl that we would want to uplift. And so we just try to find those stories and share it with the world. And so we're launching our new platform. It's going to be called Watch Me Win. Watch Me Win, which
Yes,
will.
shirts.
Yes, the shirts. Watch Me Win is one of our new podcast that we're going to launch, and that's going to be we're going to have similar conversations where we talk to Black women who are winning in different industries, and we're going to figure out how to win. You know, we're going to ask them that question: how do you win? What does it take to get to where you are? And I want to make sure that we're dropping that tangible knowledge with people. And another platform that's really important for us and campaign that we're working on is on Breonna Taylor. Breonna Taylor being killed by the police in Kentucky is very sad, infuriating. Like, anytime I read something about her story, I get upset again, because it's crazy and wrong on so many different levels, on every single level. Any way that you want to write it in a book, flip it around, it was wrong, and she deserves justice. And people are very interested on making sure they have factual information on that coverage. So people who subscribe to that text alert, they get about one or two text alerts a week. And it's either a call of action, ways that you can support the movement by contributing to someone's crowdfunding campaign or one of their fundraisers, or direct support to like a bail fund or something like that. Just providing direct relief to the people that are on the ground every single day for like the last 3 months, almost 4 months, putting in the work, being there in physical spirit for all of us who are seeking justice for Breonna Taylor. And then also providing more up-to-date news on her case. The case has been very at a standstill for like months. You know, the most recent news that I've read is that the Kentucky Attorney General now has more evidence into her case, which is the ballistic report. But he said no new information is going to be coming out this week. So the Kentucky Derby is coming up. They're supposed to be on the ground protests for that, in continuation of everything that's going on. So if you're interested in what's going on with Breonna Taylor's story, you know, she was a Black girl. She was a winner. You know, her story, her family tell, like the stories her family tells you, is that she was just like all of us, you know, and I see her picture and I see me, you know. And so it's very important that we stay in tune with our knowledge about what's going on. You know, I'm a journalist. I respect journalism. And I think that we should follow this case and we should be knowledgeable about what's going on so we can continue to keep this story alive until we find justice.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much from everything you're doing at Wins for Black Girls, because it is important to highlight our successes, but it's also important to keep each other informed about what's going on, because sometimes we'll try to tune it out because it might become overwhelming. But at the same time, like you said, Breonna Taylor and so many others still deserve that justice. So yeah. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. I understand, because it's a lot. You know, I have to be very cautious on what I listen to. And because I consume so much news right now, I can't even watch dramas on television. Like, people have been talking about The Chi and all these other, I'm like, I can't watch. I had to turn off some TV shows. I'm like, it's too much. Yes. I'm trying to get a little bit of sleep.
Yes, that's why I definitely feel it's important to cover our brothers and sisters who are journalists, such as yourself and my cousin and so many others, because you guys intake all of the information before it even gets to us. And some of it we don't even see that you guys do see. So thank you for just being in your area.
Thank you. Amen. Because like, we see it all. We report about it all. Like, I work the weekends at a TV station, and the things that can happen in a day, you know, and so many families are constantly in a moment of like mourning, you know. And I said it on Twitter, like, we need a day of mourning. We need to just breathe. Like,
yeah,
it's so much death and despair. But I, at the same time, I see God. I see him all in. I see him all going through this year, the rest of this year. I see him all in 2021. I see God in my life in places I never even thought it could be in. And so I know he's real. I know he's moving. I know that, you know, he makes no mistakes. And I'm just hopeful that I can live a life that when my time is done, it will be at peace. So prayers to everybody.
Yes. So can you tell everyone who's watching or who will watch this later where they can keep up with all the information you give out at Wins for Black Girls?
Yes. So if you are interested in subscribing to our good news alerts, our positive news alerts, you text WFBG, which stands for Wins for Black Girls, WFBG to 844-414-4959. That's WFBG to 844-414-4959. And if you're interested in the text message alerts about Breonna Taylor, you text Breonna to the same phone number, which is 844-414-4959. And that's Breonna, Breonna, to 844-414-4959. And you can follow us on Wins for Black Girls, and that's spelled out completely, Wins for Black Girls. Or you can follow me at By Tierra Smith, and that's Tierra, Tierra Smith.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Tia. We really appreciate it. And just once again, thank you for all that you're doing at Wins for Black Girls. We
Thank you
enjoyed
so
it.
much. Thank you
Oh.
so much for having me. God bless you and your platform. May it expand higher, further, better than your wildest dreams. I pray that for you, friend.
Thank you. I'm accepting that.
I love to say, I receive that. I
Yes.
receive that. I receive that. And then
Yes.
clap a little bit. Just
Yes.
to let the spirit know that you want them to know you in the building.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening, and I'm about to go subscribe to both of the text message alerts because I need them. Yes.
You need that. Them positive alerts, those the good alerts is so good because like you can be having a rough day and then you just like there's still a black girl winning. And that's
Yes.
absolutely right. We gonna win, we gonna stay winning. We winning all the way to the top.
And that's on period.
And that's on period. Bye.
Bye.